Pennsylvania's 44th district is comprised of neighborhoods north and west of Pittsburgh, including Moon Township and some prosperous Ohio Valley communities. For the last 15 years, the district has been held by Republican Mark Mustio, who's decided to retire. As 90.5 WESA's Kathleen Davis reports, two first-time candidates are running to clinch this seat.
Michelle, how are you?
It's a sunny morning in Sewickley, and Democrat Michelle Knoll is out knocking on doors. She's come to the home of Cindy Knights and her one-eyed dog, Miso.
And so I want to work on education at the state level.
Oh, fantastic. That's a priority for me, for sure.
Is it?
Knoll is a former teacher who worked with Pittsburgh Public Schools and also used to be an Avonworth school board member. Knoll has strong union support, and she secured the party nomination after running unopposed in the May primary. Knoll currently works with very small children, from birth to 3 years old, who have developmental delays or disabilities. She spends time with children and their parents to get them ready for preschool. She thinks her role as an educator will be a strength. She says she has helped families deal with challenges such as learning disabilities, poverty, and substance abuse.
We have very few educators in Harrisburg right now, and I think it would help. We've had some legislation where the General Assembly talked about taking away sick days from teachers. They've talked about arming teachers.
Knoll backs putting a severance tax on natural gas drilling.
That would help us fund our schools in a more sensible way than we are right now. It would make up for any funding gaps that we have.
A few days later, Republican Valerie Gatos is at an Eaton Park in Sewickley. She's grabbing a cup of coffee with a group of older voters. Four of the six are military veterans. They're asking Gatos about her stances on various issues. She often criticizes both parties. This is a district where Democrats slightly outnumber Republicans, and Gatos herself has given financially to Democrats in the past. But she is firmly conservative on hot-button issues such as abortion and the Second Amendment.
When I talk to folks, people don't mind paying taxes. They want to know where their taxes are going.
Exactly.
And that's where I think that both parties, in my opinion, have not done a very good job at fiscal responsibility.
While Knoll touts her 35-year history in the district, Gatos left Pennsylvania in the early 1990s to start an investment firm in Maryland. Gatos says she travels frequently for her job, but moved back to Pennsylvania in 2010. She still owns a home in Baltimore, which property records identify as her primary address. Gatos says that information is out of date. It lists her late husband as a co-owner. Allegheny County voting records show that she consistently votes locally. Gatos says she left Pennsylvania in the first place because the state lacks tax incentives for startup businesses. If she wins the seat, she wants to help change that.
I would love to bring a lot of those things that are working in other states and bring them here to Pennsylvania. I know how Pennsylvania can do better.
Gatos says she moved back to Pennsylvania in 2010. She doesn't support or oppose adding a severance tax to natural gas extraction. She says it's a complicated issue because Pennsylvania is the only state with an impact fee on the industry.
Do I believe that the oil and gas companies should pay their fair share? Absolutely. The question is how do you calculate that fair share and who's making that decision? And that seems to be where we need, as both sides, need to come to the table and not just demonize any particular industry, because this industry has bought a lot of jobs to this community.
Gatos also supports shrinking Pennsylvania's legislature and adding term limits to lawmakers.
These jobs were never meant to be a career. As I've said, I've had my career. Now it's my opportunity to give back.
Gatos squeaked through the Republican primary, winning by 26 votes in a four-way race. No matter who wins on November 6th, House District 44 will be represented by a woman for the first time. But one area where both candidates agree is that this shouldn't be as notable as it is. Kathleen Davis, 90.5 WESA News.